Let's discuss a little bit. Today is Yom Aleph, Parshas Hazirim Netzeira, Hapshut Pei Aleph, and it's also Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Everyone knows that Rosh Chodesh Iyar is what ushers in the Tekufa and Sphir that you can't raise it out of. Right? That's when it all begins, that no matter what you hold, the first minute, the second minute, here is when everyone joins together for the Menhagim of Sphere. So today is the last day that we are somewhat in limbo. Let's discuss today the two Menhagim that we that are widespread in Klal Yisrael to observe the Menhagim of the Avelos of Sphere. Why is it that there are two different Menhagim? We'll see. Really, there are actually many more than two Menhagim, but there are two Menhagim that are basically widely accepted among Klal Yisrael. And then there's this famous question that we'd like to discuss. What about if you want to switch, right? Every year, you've always kept, let's say, the first minig. And then, this year, it didn't work out for you, and you'd like to switch. And you're not ready to start sphere yet. You're going to start sphere only for the second minig. Could you switch from one year to another year? And we'll see really what the background to this question is. Very interesting to have an understanding of what the source of the Menhagim are, and what Taka is the difference between the first and the second, and what the ramification would be in terms of switching from one year to the other. Okay, so everyone knows the Gemara that we'll see over here in Yevamos, Das Samach Beis Amud Beis. Mr. Rosenberg is on the next page. Samach Beis Amud Beis. Famous Gemara. In the middle over here, you see a little hand is pointing. A hand. In the middle of the Gemara, it says Amru. Pointing a hand.
Yeah.
So it says, Amru Shneim Asar Elef Zugim Talmidim Hayu Lev Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. We know the 24,000. Migeves Adam Tipris. They were spread out across Eretz Yisrael. V'kulon Meisim B'Perikachal. They all died during one specific period of the year. B'pnei Shleinar V'kav Zelazet. V'ayo Ilam Shamin Ad Shavar Rabbi Akiva Eitzar Rabbi Sinah Shebedorim. He didn't give up Rabbi Akiva. He began anew. Yishonah Lehem, he taught new Talmidim, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Shimon, Rav Elazar, Shamua. Hey, man, Midu Torah. Oyseh, at that time in history, they came and reestablished the Messiah of Torah. They gave it over to the next generation. And then the Gemara concludes with, if it's not really the conclusion, but the Gemara makes a statement, Tana Kulam, Mesu mi Pesach va'ad Atzeres. When did they die? We all know. From Pesach until Shavuos. So the simplest pshat in the Gemara would mean is that they died from Pesach and they continued dying until Shavuos, right? And if you learn like that, then you would have to observe the Avedos. Again, I just want to just preface that statement that in the Gemara there's no mention of Avedos. This is a takana that we find from the Gaonim. We'll see in a moment that Hashulchan even says that in the Gemara, there's no mention. It doesn't seem that there's any indication from the Gemara itself or from any of the Dibri Chazal that a person should be noyeg avelos during Sphira because of what happened to Tamei Rabbi Akiva. They just give us the story. This is what happened during the Yemei Sphira. But based on the time frame the Gemara gives us, it would seem that they died from Pesach until Shavuos. And if that would be the case, you should be noyeg avelos. And there is a Chavini, right? The Arm and Hagim, I believe, in Chabad. I think the Arizal held like that, and I believe in Chabad, they hold Avelos from Pesach all the way till Shavuos. There were others also who were very nizer, they kept it all the way from Pesach till Shavuos without this Tumen Hagim, without the first and the second. Oh, let's see, just before we really see the Halacha, a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. It's really based, I believe the Taz says some of this as well, that this is not the only thing that happened during the Yemei HaSphira. We're accustomed to thinking that the Avelos of Sphira is because of Tamei Rabbi Akiva. It's more than that. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel, Sif Aleph, the beginning of the next page. Elu Ayomim Shebein Pesach La'atzeres Muchsik Eitzel Kol Yisrael Zeshnois Meyois Rabbois Li'yemei Din V'yemei Eivel. For many hundreds of years, these are accepted. We know that these are Yemei Din and Yemei of Eivel. Why? Mepnei, number one. Mepnei, Shebizman HaKotzer HaZeh, Mesu Yud Beis Elav Zugis Talmidei Chachamim, Talmidei Rebbe Akiva Kedisa B'Yavamis. That's the Gemara that we saw. V'kulam Mesu, V'misis Askura, also mentioned in the Gemara there. But then he adds another thing. obviously not mentioned in the Gemara, but oy reinu sheikre yemei hagzeros b'shnois meyo she'avru b'tzarfas v'ashkenaz. All the terrible gzeros that happened in Europe and France and in Germany have biyomim elu. They all took place in the time of Sphira. So you see, he's saying that not only the Talmud Rebbe Akiva, there were many other gzeros that also took place during this time period. So you see that this whole tkufa is a shver tkufa. It's not only the Talmud Rebbe Akiva. V'heim malei, and he said, if you look, k'mavur ma'apiyutim, look at the piyutim she'asu kat meinenu al shabbasis elu. There are piyutim, I don't know which piyutim he's referring to, but there are piyutim that can be said on these shabbasis between Pesach and Shavuos, Shmei Pesach Atzeres, v'heim malei kinim. It's full of kinis, v'hige, v'hei, which are all l'shoynis of like a kinis, of crying out, of terrible pain. So he's saying that this really, not only Talmid Rebbe Akiva, but the entire Tkufa is a time of Din. The truth is, you can understand it the other way around, that since this is a time of Din, that's why all these terrible things took place then, both the Talmid Rebbe Akiva and subsequently in later generations, different Xeris, Tachlatat. I think Baker is referring to the Crusades. That's when they were Mesachin Avarachmim. And we know, if you look in your city, you'll see that Avarachmim, many have a minute to say, even on Shabbos Mavarchim, of Ir and Sivan, because it falls out in the Mei Asira, and that's when the Gzeres actually took place. So you see that this Tkufa, the entire Tkufa from Pesach all the way up until Shavuos, is a time of Din. Okay. Now, so if that's the case, why is it that the vast majority of Klai Yisrael does not have a minig to keep up, to hold an Avelos from Pesach all the way up until Shavuos? That's not the widespread minig. Some have the minig to keep the entire time, but most keep either two variations, but either from Pesach until about like Vayomer, or from Shmei Shir until Shavuos time. So, what's the pshat not to keep Avelos during the entire Tkufa? So let's see the Torah in Simin Tav Tzad Gimel Siv Beis. The Torah says as follows: first, he brings about the Indian of not to get married during this time, and then he says V'yesh Mekaymes Siv Beis V'yesh Mekaymes Shenagu Sheloy Lehisaper, not to take a haircut. V'yesh Mestaper Milamet Gimel Ba'omer Elich. Some take a haircut already from when? From Lag Boimer. That's it. Lag Boimer comes, you can already begin taking a haircut. The Avelos is over. And the Acharim point out that it's not only a haircut, Avada, that refers to getting married as well, means that the Avelos comes to an end by Lag Boimer. Why? Sha'imrim, Sha'oz, Paschal, Milamis. So they said that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva stopped dying when? By Lag Boimer. So obviously, let's just go back to the Gemara for a second. What that would mean is that when the Gemara says they died, mean Pesach v'Atzeres, it's more of a general statement. During this time period of the year is when they died. It doesn't mean they literally died from this day until that day. During this Kufa, and when did it? About it stopped sometime in the middle, and that would be on Lag Boimer. So based on that, there's a minig that you start from Pesach, from the beginning of Sfira, but then Lag Boimer it's over. Zokter Beis Yosef, look on the bottom, Siv Beis. He's actually a big source of the Minhagim of Sfira. He's a Rishon, he's a Talmud of Rashba, and he is the one who brings really the Minhagim, all the subsequent Beis Yosef and all the Acharim are always busy quoting him. He's the one who, because again, there's not a Gemara, so there's no Rosh and a Rif. Like, you know, the early Acharim, the early Rishonim don't talk about this. Only later began to take root, the Minhagim of keeping Avelos. So he is one of the big sources of Minhagim Avelos in Sfira. V'chein aminik pashat beinenu, that we don't take haircuts during Sfira. Masha kasa, v'yesh mesapra milam gimel v'oimer v'elech, kach kasa, Rav Dovin Avadiram, that's Avadiram, v'shem Abin Yarchi, mishmoy shel Razah, the Baal Hamor. The kach kasa, gam ken ari Abin Shved, v'zel shoynoi, shamati, he says like this, yes, it's true, that it says till Shavuos in the Gemara, but he heard sheyesh b'medrash. There is a medrash that says shemesu mipesach ad peros ha'atzeres. Not till atzeres, till peros. What does peros ha'atzeres mean? So if you're learning daf yomi, you'll have an inkling what this means. It says v'hu tes vav yoyim. You continue. It's the outer margin of the next page. V'hu tes vav yoyim kodem atzeres k'mamaram ad peros ha'pesach peros ha'chag. So, just understand for a second what this means. The Mishnah says in Shkolim that one of the trumas that they gave to the Beis HaMikdash was they gave it by Preis HaPesach. What does Preis HaPesach mean? We know that Allah says you darshan Hilchos Pesach from how long before Pesach? 30 days. What's half of 30? 15. So half of 30, Preis is like a lashon of Prusa, a piece of it. Half of it is a piece, basically roughly meaning a half. So half of the 30 days is 15 days before. So Preis HaPesach, half of the time frame of the preparation for Pesach is called Preis HaPesach. That's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the Medrash is basically borrowing that term. Because again, Preis doesn't mean 15. Preis means half. So when you have 30, half of 30 is 15. Over here, we're saying that you keep Avelos until Preis HaTzeres. What is half? It doesn't mean half of Atzeres. It means 15 days before Shavuos. Again, Preis doesn't literally mean 15, but he's borrowing that term from by over here, where it's referring to 30, half of 30 is 15. So over here also, Preis HaTzeres, you just learned in the Daf HaYomi. So over here also means that 15 days before Shavuos. Oh, so let's make a chesed. You have 49 days, minus 15. What does that leave you with?
34.
Lag Vayomer is 33. So the Yisayisim takes note of it. V'hine, Kshatasi Chamisha Asiyim, the second line, Kshatasi Chamisha Asiyim, Me'arboim V'tisha Yoyim. So you take 15 out of 49, Nisharu, Shleisha Me'arbo. So you still have 34. V'hine, Heim Shleisha V'shleisha Shleimim, U'megalchim B'yoyim La Medalat Ha'chayim, Kimiktas Ayim Kekula. This is a halacha that we find always in Hilchos Avelos. Kimiktas Ayim Kekula. You always know when you see a Shiva notice that they're getting up Wednesday morning, Tuesday in the morning, because as long as they keep a small amount of Avelos on one of the days, that day counts, that day will count as an entire day. Mixes in the kula, it's a special kula that we use by Avelos. So it's used other times as well, but by Avelos specifically, we go lahaka. So you have 33, and as far as the 34th day, just till the morning. So I guess he's understanding that even the Torah who said that Yesh Mestafim Milamad Gimel Ve'elech, he means like from after Lamad Gimel. So on Lag Vayomer itself, you cannot take a haircut. It means the following day, you wake up in the morning, you have a little bit, and that's when the Avelos comes to an end.
Even on the Gimel after Tzeis, you're not supposed to.
No, till the next morning. There's a question, maybe wash it the night time ready to be a Mitzvah Seyim also. But the Pashto says that if you hold this minig, you have to wait till the next morning. If you look a little further, he says, if you ever say for Adam Mechamu, which is the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, this is, hey, Hutek, V'chein Kof, Hutek, V'chol Zeh, Kosev Arash, B'Shuva, V'Kosav, L'Fizeh, Kol Yom Lamed Gimel Asim. The entire 33rd day, the whole day of Lag BaOmer, there's no let up on the Avelos. Umitzes Lamedal. And you have to keep a little bit of Lamedal too to be yotze mitzvah seyim kekula. Fidas Haramban, mitzvas laila sagi. Oh, so he says, according to the Ramban, even a little bit of the night. Can the Isim seyim kekula seyim adam? V'yesh lahatir b'yom lamed gimel mu'er of Shabbos v'chmein of Shabbos. That's a separate halacha if...
This year?
Friday. When is Lag BaOmer this year?
Friday.
Oh, so you mean, so even according to this opinion, that the entire Lag BaOmer be Aser, this year you can take the haircut on Lag BaOmer itself. So we'll see that we may not need that Hector, but that Hector would apply even for us if it falls out on Sunday. Even if Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday, you can take the haircut on Erev Shabbos. But it says that, oh, that's a special Hector. Oh, but the Maisa Halach is if you hold till Lamed Aleph, you have to wait till Lamed Aleph in the morning. Okay, so that is the opinion of the Mechamim. Now, you turn to the next page over here, it's actually two pages later, is the Shulchan Aruch. You see that's good for the Sfarad in the Beis Yosef. We have a Kula from the Ramah, we don't have to go so far. What does it say here in Sif Beis? Noyagin shaloi lehistaper ad lamed gimel lo'imer, sho'imrim sho'oz poskim ilomos, ve'in lehistaper ad yom lamed al babayke. That's the Beis Yosef. Elam kein, chal yom lamed gimel erev Shabbos, rech sho'oz lehistaper bayim b'nei kvayda Shabbos, you can take a haircut even on Lag BaOmer. Oh, so the Ramah go. Uba Medina is Elu Ein Noyagin Kidvar. By us, in the Medina's Ashkenaz, we don't follow the Beis Yosef. Elam Nistaprim Biyoin Lamed Gimel. On Lamed Gimel itself, Umar Bimboi Kta Simcha, Ve Ein Oimrim Boi Tachnan, Ve Ein Lehistaper Ad Lamed Gimel Ba Atzmai, Ve Loi Bi Be'er. He says you have to wait for Lamed Gimel in the morning. But here's the cool, you have one day earlier, not Lamed Aleph, you have Lamed Gimel. And the obvious question is, that based on the calculation that we saw, that's Preis HaTzeres, so you take over 15 days, why is it Lamed Gimel? It should be Lamed Aleph. It doesn't explain why is it. No, but you need mitzvahs of Lamed Aleph even. Again, you need 34, then you have 15 days remaining, which don't have Avelos. But where did he give us this extra leeway of the extra day over here? So look in the Gra. and the Gra says like this. Look in Sif Vav in the Gra. Noyag. He quotes what we just saw. Sif Vav. Noyagim Shebe Medrash. He brings this to Yeshua ben Shved. Isa Shemesh at Price at Teres. We test Vavim Kedem at Teres. This is explaining the opinion of the Mechaber. Nishal on Medal of Yoim. Makes us Yem Kekuloi. Vizel Shekosav Ein Lestaper. Vahomer Vabayker. Kvay Shekosav Yerdeya. That the night is not enough. You have to start. You have to go into the morning to get Mixas Ayeg. I mean, Mixas Ayeg Kukuli, Ache Tane Tachamu. If you ride, it brings a ride to this, you have to wait until the morning. Now, go skip, I apologize, I underline Zayim, supposed to underline Ches. Skip the Ches. Haga, over Medina. So now, that, before he was explaining, was the opinion of the Machaber that you go to Lamed Aleph. What's the chat? We hold Lamed Gil, Medina's, Betur, Sha'imrim, Sha'oz. What did we see in the Torah? The Torah said, Sha'oz Paskulamas, by Lamed Gimel. He says, the Torah says, Lamed Gimel Paskulamas, not Lamed Aleph. So, okay, it's true, there's a Medrash that says, Praisat Seres, but obviously he's understanding that the Torah himself did not agree with the Medrash, and he understood that there's a Makar that they died until when? Lamed Gimel. And that's it, not Lamed Aleph. Yeah, it's true, there's a calculation of 15 and 34. No, you have Ad Lamed Gimel means literally Lamed Gimel, so therefore we get an extra day. That's the Gra is understanding of the opinion of the Ramah. It's going to play a big role over here. The Gra says, why is it we hold Lamed Gimel and not Lamed Aleph? Because, what's Pshat the meaning of Lamed Gimel? Because that's when they stop dying. Oh, now, this is all the minhag of what we call the first minhag, right? If you started from Pesach and you go until Lag Vayomer. So then you have a machlokes between the Ramah and the Mechaber. Is it Lamed Gimel or is it Lamed Aleph? But we know that there's another minhag over here, right? There's a altogether another minhag which Lag Vayomer does not play a role in. And if you turn the page, you'll see Sif Gimel. That's where the Ramah brings the other minhag. He says like this. It's on the top, by the hand is pointing to Sif Gimel. Yesh noyagim lehistaper b'resh chodesh ir v'toyisu b'yodim. Some take a haircut on Rish Chodesh Iyar. It's a mistake. So that's what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah is going to explain in a minute why is that. Why that is. Zok der Amal Hago, Miyu, Baharbe Mekoymois, Noyagin Lehistaper, Ad Rish Chodesh Iyar. They don't begin the Avelos Sasfira after Pesach. Rather, they continue taking a haircut, and Avada means the other Avelos, in Yom Avelos also, they don't accept upon themselves until Rish Chodesh Iyar. V'oysan lo yistapru mi lamed gimel v'oymer ve'elech. They should not stop keeping aveiros by lag v'oymer. They have to continue. Af al pi shemoter lo yistapru mi lamed gimel v'oymer ba'atzmai, because it's a special yom simcha. But once lag v'oymer passes, they have to keep svira vayte. V'oysan mekoyim shenoygen lo yistapru mi lamed gimel v'oymer ve'elech. And if you hold like the first minute, which you mentioned earlier, that you would like to take a haircut after Lag Ba'Omer, then lo yistapru klal acher Pesach ad Lag Ba'Omer. Now, the obvious question is, where does this minute come from? We saw in the Torah, and the Beis Yosef, and the Medrash says they died to Lag Ba'Omer. So what's this other option over here to start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar and go to the end? L'chaira, you can't just pick and choose over here. If you hold the whole Tkufa from Pesach to Shavuos, so keep the whole time. You want to say they stop dying like Boimer? Okay, so start from the beginning, goes like Boimer. What's this new minig that the Ramah brings that it begins from Rosh Chodesh Iyar and through like Boimer up until Shavuos? So the Mishnah explains the other Achrayim too, but he makes it concise. He explains that there's two opinions over here. Just for a second, he says it in the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Noyagin, it's Sifkot and Yudalib in the Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of Sif Gimel, Yesh Noyagin, V'toysu B'yodim, Avar B'Ktora, Dilukule Alma, Noyagin Iser, Lamed Gimel Yomim. According to both minhagim, we keep 33 days. Achvaze yesh minhagim shaynin, v'yesh l'chol echad tam l'minhagay kimevur b'bir halacha. Each one has its own distinct reason, the two different minhagim. Yesh shebacharu oysam miyayim v'yishal Pesach ad lamed gimel v'aymer. Some choose the first minhag from Pesach until lag v'aymer. Misham ha'olah ha'chvus lo yikiblo alayu shomisir. Omnam ad lamed gimel v'aymer ematirin shomiyayim. V'yesh, and the others, they take off the first 16 days, which is the Hainu Adyem, Shenish Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and only from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, from Aleph Iyar, Misham Vaholach was Shehu Lamed Gimel Yoyim, Ematir Shem Yoyim. That's when they begin. And then he writes, everyone agrees that on Lag Ba'Omer itself, you have a head.
You said
what? So his cheshbon is that the first Erev Chodesh is not included. You have the chassid. You have a different problem with taking Erev, but because the cheshbon, we'll see in a minute what the pshat in this minig is. We don't know yet what the minig is.
Why? Price of Pesach before. Is that 15 days?
No, because it means they die. Days? No, because the pshat like this. It says not. Price of Pesach doesn't just mean you can choose any 33 days. It means they died until that day. So which means the days that you have to keep avelos are very specific. The days that they died are the days that you keep avelos. When did that take place? Till Pesach Atzeres, which means until 15 days before Shavuot. So you can't just say, okay, let me flip it, I'll take the 15 days off in the beginning. But that's not when they died. According to that minute, you got to keep until then. So we didn't see yet a reason, an explanation for the other minute of keeping from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Pesach. So let's see the Bir Halacha. He's going to explain the two minhagim. Bir Inyan. The Yesh Bazer, Bir Halacha, the Ramasagation Agin. Yeah? B'tois of Yodam. Bir Inyan. The Yesh Bazer Sholish Yitais. There are three opinions. Unavaya Shnai Mehem Shanoktu HaPeskim Ladin. He said, we're only going to go, there are mainly two opinions, and let's follow those two opinions. Let's explain what the Pshat is in these two minhagim. Shita Achas, the Talmid of Akiva Mesu, Lamed Dalad Yem. They passed away for how long? 34 days. Varaya mi Medrash, Shem Mesu mi Pesach, Ad Peres Atzeres. Like we saw, who tests of Yoyim? Kaidim Atzeres, if Shatas test of Yoyim, Yem test, Nishir Lamed Dalad Yoyim, Shlemim, you remain with the first 34, Shem Mesu. Those are the days that they passed away. Ela, the Mixer Sayim Kekula, Mishumachim, Mistaprim, Beyoyim Lamed Dalad Abaykeh. So you have to wait till the 34th day in the morning. Vuadin, Lisa Isha, Mutter, Mikan Veilich. Doesn't only mean taking hair, but all the minhagim avelos fall off. V'zedas ha-machaber v'sef ha-alaf. Like we saw, that's the Shulchan Aruch, v'sef beis. Okay. V'das ha-ramashah v'sef beis, mashma. The sphere lay, the poskim ilov is b'yam lamed gimul. But there's a variation in that minute. The minute is to go till lamed dalet. There's a kinesh. The ramashah is not lamed gimul, it's lamed not lamed dalet, it's lamed gimul. Okay, what should cost a bagra? We saw that girl who says, mitzaseim kukulay, that applies already to Lamed Gimel. If she does not minik she'im estap mi Pesach ad yom Lamed Gimel by biker misham v'hala ad atzeres mutes. Then he brings shita shnia. There's a second opinion over here. Who masha omer b'shem atosvis that was brought in the name of Tosfos Talmid Rabbi Akiva Mesu Lamed Gimel yomim shleimim. We didn't see this yet. So let's focus what he's saying over here. They died for 33 days. Dahainu b'yom she'ein omer tach, which means like this. Let's go back to the Gemara, not the Medrash. They died from when? From Pesach until Shavuos. Not Peres Atzeres, until Shavuos Mamash. So, Chayra, you should have all 49 days. No. Any day that they didn't say Tachanun, they didn't die. Which people say, oh, skip Tachanun, what's the whole lot? Not saying Tachanun, you see, is an omen. It's a good time, right? It's a Yom of Simcha. Obviously, there were reasons why they didn't say Tachanun. And I'll make the Cheshbon. Which days don't you say Tachanun from the beginning of Svira until the end of Svira? The first 7 days of Sfira are Pesach itself. You don't say Tachanun. The Hainu Miyem Shedi Shal Pesach till the end of Pesach. That's 7 days. Voi Shisha Shabbosos. You have six more Shabbos. The first Shabbos of Sfira is Pesach itself. That overlaps. But you have six more Shabbos. That's 13. Shnei Yomim Rish Chodesh Yir. Right. And this is always a Mali. You always have 2 days Rish Chodesh. That's 15. V'Yom Echad Rish Chodesh Sivan. There's a 16th day. So there you go. You have 49. You take off 16. What are you left with? 33. So he says they didn't die on 16 of the days of Sfira. So you only have really 33 days of Avedis. Harin nisharu lamed gimel shleimim shemesu. If he said, mesu ad atzeres, until Shavuos literally is when they died. Uleneged elu keneged these 33 days, elu lamed gimel yomim, kiblu yisrael atzom ktsas avelus lamed gimel yomim. Elo shiyem echa mehen yishlach b'miktas yomim duka kuloi. Really, the mitzvah of the kula, you could choose any one day. I mean, you can't tell me that every day of the avelos I keep mitzvah hayom. It doesn't work. A person is saying shiva. You don't say he keeps in the morning of each day because mitzvah hayom. It means that one day of the seven you can cut short.
Really, the middle day.
Maybe it means the first day. I don't know exactly enough sabes, which wouldn't make any sense, right? The guy's keeping a whole day on Monday, a whole day on Wednesday, but cut Tuesday in half. It doesn't make any sense. But it says that the reason why they chose Lamed Gimel is because it's a Yom of Simcha. I think the Pre-Begotten says it's a Yom of Simcha. So maybe we should keep it. Maybe he means the last day versus in contrast to the first day. Maybe that's what he means. Le'in tasperis v'nesu d'ha'in lo nakas b'mem tazim sholayim tazayin yom rishayim. Ha'inu, so what are we gonna, so again, we're going to knock off 16 days. Which 16 days? Ha'inu, miyoyim sheni shal Pesach, which is the first day of Sfira, ad yoyim sheni shal Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Yesh tes zayin yomim, sha'oysen yomim mekilim behen, v'nisharu, so what are you left with? 33 days. Lamed gimel shleimim ad atzeres, umis ablam behen, olufizeh, oysen shemestapim milamed gimel ve'ilech, v'gam, if you find it to be halacha, one more lamed Rosh Chodesh Iyar, toys to be yodim, d'lech lamed gimel yoyim, v'zecho v'sem mechaber. Mechaber said you can't take a haircut both after Lamed Gimel and Arash Chodesh Iyar, because then you're trying to pull Ocha. You're being Eichas Achevel B'Shnei HaRoshi. You're burning the candle from both ends. You can't both go Arash Chodesh Iyar and after Lamed Gimel. If you want to stop by Lamed Gimel, then you means you already started Avelos from Pesach. You can't take a haircut today or tomorrow. Oh, so that there are various phenomena about Shlosh Yisimei HaBol itself. Maybe we'll get to that afterwards. But for the meantime, it seems there's no mention of it. The two minhag are either from Pesach up until Lag BaOmer, and if you're going to start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the second meeting, and you go up mamish until Shavuos, because you already the 16 days that you have leeway, you took care of them already. That goes from the second day of Pesach up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar; those are gone. So you would have to keep from Rosh Chodesh Iyar up until Shavuos mamish.
Where did you get this meeting? He starts with 15 days of sporadic.
So that's like it. Lamai, so what's this minute based on? The minute is based on the idea that during these 49 days, our 60 days in Emutakhla. So I'll tell you like this. We also have those days, you don't say Takhla. On those days, don't keep Avelos. Maybe during Pesach and on Shabbos. We don't take a haircut on Shabbos anyways. And on Rosh Chodesh, those days. So this minute is a little more vague, but it's not as direct as the first minute. There were 16 days they didn't die, so they took the whole kufa and they gave you 16 days off. Not the exact days that the Talmid Rebbe didn't die. It's not so specific, and that's exactly the point that we're going to see. At this minute, there's really altogether different than the first minute. The first minute is you keep avelus on the days that Talmid Rebbe Kiva died. The second minute is you keep. It's a general thing. This is a kufa that they died in. Mipesach v'adat tzeres, and they died 33 out of those days. So we chose a block of time of 33. That's the avelus,
right?
So we're counting Shabbos. We are counting Shabbos, correct? During these 33 days,
they said Talmidim died there during Shabbos.
No, they did not die on Shabbos. But I think the idea that they were besaket, that the chacham were besaket, connected to 33. It's a stretch in a certain sense, because again, yes, the Talmid Rebbe did not die on Shabbos, and whatever your minute is, there are Shabbosis that are going to fall out during that time. And you're counting those days towards your 33 of Avelos.
This isn't a very true Shabbos. This is the concept that you might read on. Right? The concept of the day.
But they've been talking about Avelos.
Correct.
No, I understand. It's true. And Echonami, and they're going to have to count towards the 33. It's true. All the halachas of Avelos that we conduct ourselves in Sphere are not relevant to Shabbos. Can't take care of Shabbos, you know, it's the music on Shabbos.
You know,
the only thing you can't go on Shabbos anyways, it's true. But again, it's not so day for day. It's not Yom Kineged Yom. It's the idea of 33 in the Chanami. And we'll see, this is Mamash Tanaf Kamina, is that you see that this minute is a different minute than the first minute. It's not the same idea. It's not Yom Kineged Yom. It's more general.
This is the first of the year.
No, I couldn't find this. I thought maybe it's a Taisis somewhere. This Maria Ben Shveb quotes a Taisis, and you know, you could say he's a little bit of an obscure Rishon. Not everyone heard of him. He's a Talmud of Rashba. But he quotes it. Everyone quotes it. He says B'shem HaTaisis. The Tfiyar Lacha brings it. He quotes a Taisis, which we don't have it. Taisis doesn't necessarily mean a Taisis on the Daf. It can mean a Taisis Rash Mishan, so a Taisis HaRashba. Many Bali Taisis who are not included on the page. So it could be he had a Taisis that we don't have. But all the later from the Beis Yosef himself quote in the name of a Taisis in his name. So let's now turn back for a second to the Daf. We turn back to the first page of the tour. I'll show you where it begins. The Baf starts right here. It's in the inner margin of the first page of the tour. Here, I'll show you where. Turn one more page. In the inner margin. The inner margin. No. Pass it to me, I'll show you where it is.
In the Baf.
It's this, by this hand over here. Right here, by this hand. The box has a tremendous kiddush. Something we have not seen until now. Look what he writes. So again, up until now we said that what? There's two minhagim. Either you go to Lamed Gimel Ba'Emer, which is in that there are two variations, either to Lamed Dalel like the Beis Yosef, or Lamed Gimel according to Ashkenazim, or no, from Mishkaidish Ear up until the end. But the Bach says something new over here. Mashikasav Yesh Misab Milamed Gimel Bayer Ve'elach Sha'erim Sha'oz Paskal Milamas. Kasav Beis Yosef, the Emisab El Biyem Lamed Dalel. The Beis Yosef holds you have to go till Lamed Dalel. Ava Lamed Gimel Ba'atzmai, Noyag in Iser, Vahayim Yitayim in Iser Ve'medrish, the Chamisha Asa Yom Koyde Matzeres, Paskal Milamas. That's the price of Tzeres. V'nishar Shloshim Arboim Yoyim, Varbo Yoyim, Shemesu, Bom. Lefikoch, Noyag in Avel, Kol Shloshim Varbo Yoyim, Umash in Noegin Isser Beyond Lamedalid, Bufe Han Time, the Bach Shenegan Avails, Bale Lamedalid, Umixes Hayem Bahaskalosi, Amina Mixos, the full of Visa, A list, Stapper, Ki in Beyond Lamedalas, you three to the morning, Acha Shehisham with a Shaka, Bale Balash, the Hono Fida Zu, Call Lamedim Osser, Afber Shoydish Ear, the Ayim Midvar. Oh, Abo the Medina's Ables at the Bach, Noegin Le Stapper, Beyond Lamedim Osser, we don't wait to the 34th day, we do on the 33rd day. Why? Why? V'hainu taimo l'fisha anu taifsim ikar kedivre ha-taisvish shakasvo acharenim, this Maria ben Shveb, mishmam, shaloi mesu elo biyomim sha'aymrim t'china. They only died on the days that we say tachanim. V'nimtza shaloi mesu b'shiva simei ha-pesach b'sheva shabosois shnei yom shor shchodesh iyo reshchodesh sivan shem shiva osor yoim, 17 days. Elo shamei achashi efshil shev yimei ha-pesach Nimsa she'enam rak shishas yom. One Shabbos overlaps Pesach. Shalei mesu behem nish. Shalei mesu behem nishiru shloishim v'shloishim shemesu. They only died on 33 days. Lefikach noyegu avel shloishim v'shnayim yom misaf melam gimel atzmai mitam shenizbar mitzosay kekuloi. The im misaf melam gimel atzmai biyoyim v'levelaylo shemafonav. Oh, so what does he say? Yafik kiddush. Let's come on to two things.
What did we say before? You have a minute to keep till Lamed Aleph by you. Why? They died until now. Or the Rambam says you keep till Lamed Gimel. Right? Why till Lamed Gimel? We thought because they died on Lamed Gimel, right? But the Maisa, if you look at the Medrash, it says when did they die? Till Prey Satzeres. If you make that Cheshbon, it's Lamed Aleph. It's not Lamed Gimel. Zog the Bach, where does Lamed Gimel from? The Cheshbon of the first Lamed Gimel also is based on that loose connection between that they did not die on the Yom She'en Emer Mehem Pachanon. And even this minig is geboit on that cheshbon. Again, it's not that they died from Pesach until Lag BaOmer. Even the first minig, according to the Ramah, according to the Mechaber Lamed Aleph Yoyim, because they died to Pesach Tzeres. Then the Ramah jumps a day back. Where does he get this day? Where does he jump back today? That is because he says that the first minig and the second minig is the same thing. That what? That why do we keep 33 days? Because is just based on the fact that they only died 33 out of the 49. Which days did they not die? The Yosha Enam Mem Pachna is the days they didn't die. And then we'll just choose 33. So you could choose the first minute, you could choose the second minute. But that means that the two Minhagim are both, according to us Ashkenaz, that even the first minute is only to Lamed Gimel, not Lamed Dalet. They're both based on that Medrash, not on the Medrash, they're both based on the Taisis who says that they died only on Yom She'en, on Yomim She'orim Mehem Tach.
You're including the first day of Pesach, which is
not the first day.
You're including
7 days.
Seven days.
There are 8 days of Pesach.
No, there's 7 days. It comes from Eretz Yisrael. But still, it's a Pesach. So, if you're including the first day, it actually falls out that it comes on Lag BaOmer. It doesn't come out on Lag BaOmer.
Again, there's no difference in terms of sphere. Everyone has the same sphere. Eretz Yisrael, the United States.
In terms of the sphere,
you're saying that you're
including 7 days
of Pesach.
You can't. There's only 7 days. Oh, you're saying in Eretz Yisrael they don't have 7 days of Pesach.
They only have 6 days of Pesach.
Unless you say Yisrochak is they don't say Tachlan. We don't say Tachlan on Yisrochak, but he doesn't. We have another day Yisrochak, right? We have an eighth day. He doesn't. That's a good point. That's a good point in calculation.
You only have Eretz Yisrael.
Either Eretz Yisrael using Yisr Chag or over here not using Yisr Chag. It's an interesting point. A good point. I didn't even think of it. He was saying over here, it goes. Beis Yosef was actually in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know when he wrote the Beis Yosef when he was there. I don't know when he wrote it. But
when he
was still in Turkey. He was in Chutzlar. Okay, but it's a good point. The Cheshbon is interesting. Okay, so now here's the big Nachkamina. Turn now to the end, to the Igros Moshe. You'll see Rav Moshe takes this and he says a phenomenal Chesh. Igris Moshe, at the end, the last page. Let's see the Dibra Maskil, the Hine. Yeah, there's a hand points to the...
turn another page.
It's where in Urachayim Chelik Aleph Simin Kufna Kuf Nun Tes. The second column, the paragraph begins Vihine Ladino. Minig Hamachaber Hukhra Ladino Bukhay Mesin and the Loka Mesa. We pass him not like the Machaber, the Indian, Yoim Alamed Gimel. Which means that we don't wait till Lamed Dal, rather Lamed Gimel, we already say you can take a haircut. Shari Ein Onu Imrim by Tachman, Umarim by Tassim, Chalak Ramazet Karamo, Bukhum Dumani, Sha'at of a Chol Oilam. He seems to indicate that maybe even they should change the minute they could take a haircut on Lamed Gimel. What? No, because it's not a real yontif, he means. It's not. There's no chiyuv suda. You don't say tachlin. What are you saying? You don't have simcha like a yontif, there's no suda. But ksasim. You have also by Hanukkah, you have other times it says yamarim, but suda ksasim. It's a certain measure of simcha, but not a full yontif. This is I'm sure you're familiar that Sam Sofer was not happy with what went on with Lag BaOmer. He didn't want it to become.
Well,
he was only upset with Chutzlaretz. He didn't want to be Meisif on Yontif. You see that there's a measurement to Simcha too. Not to take it too far is a question of, you know, to be Meisif on the Yontif. Okay. V'chein ha-minig da-oisrim b'chol ha-yom l'vam mir-shkodesh kosam ha-ravram v'dehishmit ha-ramah zesh ma-minosh l'isrir li-hachi v'nishal onu rak ha-minig. So there are other minhagim as well, like the Bir Halacha even was Meramiz. And he's marginalizing those other minhagim in terms of maybe Rosh Chodesh also be yotzei min haklal, but he's sticking just with the Ramah. The Achakach Matirin, Rak Hamish Oisim Rak Adlam Negum Vabeiger, the Achakach Matirin, Ushloishim Minhagim Haachirim,
which Rabbi Shem himself went through earlier, Shemeshunim
Mechesh Halamegul Yomim, Ezel Oisim. So that's not, we're putting those on the side. But okay, Amin Adavah Chodesh, he says, I want to tell you a Chodesh. Sheshloishim Minhagim Heim Nechshom Laminik Echad, the Iker Haminibu, what's the Iker Haminibu? Shetzorech lehis abel lamed gimel yomim im hashabase shebeneen ve'en chiluk ezel lamed gimel yomim me'el habez min hagen. You could choose any one of the two lamed gimel. V'rashoy l'shana is miminig zeh l'cheir min halamed gimel yomim l'minig acher mehem ach sheyiyah v'oifin shechol b'nei ir yinhagu kem v'nei hamachloik is lo mishul eskod. So that's a different question that the Rambam himself already gets involved with. If you have two different min hagen within the same city, does the Issa is going to? But he says you can switch min hagen one to the other. Kivon Shekol Gimel HaMinhagim Hei Midin Echad. They all have one source. What's the source? The source is that they just chose any 33 days because in this Kufa they died on 33 of the days. V'rak HaMinig D'rak Alamed Gimel Hu Minig Echad V'yia Asa L'shanoisai. What was that? Minig Acher V'yia Asa L'shanoisai T'chol Din Minig. You can't change from one, you can't stop changing minhagim. He said that the minig to keep until Amad Gimel Yoim, what's the basis of that minig? Because they died on those very days. So if that's your minig, then you can't change from one to the other. V'yia also shayzik chol din minig, v'zeh kosum rama, sh'ika b'shum leis izgoydu, sh'heim sh'achodim, yinogu k'minig ha-mechaber, v'achirim, k'minig l'chesh olam Gimel Yoim, av'al gim minhagim shakul, mehem k'chesh olam Gimel Yoim, Lech b'shem leis izgoydu, v'rach b'shem tam machlek is yish leser. Okay, I don't want to get involved with leis izgoydu. So let's go a little weiter. V'lachein, b'New York, or Brooklyn, chadayme, shekol ha-minhagim, yikol ha-oilam yisnu, everyone moved here, it's a big melting pot, okay? Lo yishayich machlekis, sh'yadu hazeh l'chol sh'yish b'kan,
kama minhagim, yochol kol echa l'shanet mi lamed gimel, elu mi lamed gimel acherim, ach loy b'shon ha-achas. About it, you can't change your minute within 1 year, because then you don't even, sh'ozhar le'yil l'chesh mi lamed gimel. I'll say, now I'm keeping the second minute, till Rosh Chodesh. Then after Rosh Chodesh, I'm keeping the first minute. That amount you can't do. You have to make sure you end up with a complete Lamed Gimel. Oh. Now here, look what he says in terms of switching from one to the other. Abel. Ein rashoyin l'shanois miminig cheshbin Lamed Gimel yomim v'leser ad Lamed Gimel olahatim Lamed Gimel ve'elech shehu minig mitam ach. Which he means like this. That if you keep, if your minig is to keep until Lag BaOmer. So why are you keeping till Lag BaOmer? Again, because they died until Lag BaOmer. Then you can't switch next year and say, you know what, I want to take a haircut after Pesach, I'm going to switch, I'm only going to start Rosh Chodesh year. Why can't you switch? Because these two minhagim are two different minhagim. The minig of keeping till Lag BaOmer is based on what? According to the Gra. We're in the Gra still. Then according to the Gra, which the Mishnah brought, what's the minig to keep till Lag BaOmer? Because they died ad Lag BaOmer, like it says in the Torah, they died to Lag BaOmer. So now I want to switch my minig next year and I want to say, no, I'm going to start Rosh Chodesh year, I'm going to go to Shavuos.
What about that minig? It's a different minig. That minig is saying that they died 33 days, the day she'en aymrim, the yom she'aymrim behem tchina. So I want to jump onto that minig. It's a different minig. You can't switch from one minig to the other. But look what he says. Avozel l'shita sagra. The lahabach that we just saw. Gam elu she'noyagin. Rak ad lamed gimel b'ker. Even according to the first minig that we keep to lamed gimel. Ve'elech. It's not because they stopped on the 33, because if you want to say till exactly those days, it has to go to the 34th day, the Bach said. El Basari Gamkein, Kitama Taisvis, Shemesu Bechol Hayom, Levatasan Yom, Shinaman Tacha Medina, Raksha Isin Hazekhala Velus, the Gimel Yomim, Me'echa the Sphere Ad Lamed Gimel. Alamed Gimel Yomim. Right? You make a Zech Alamed Gimel Yomim, but they're not exactly the same days that they died. It's just Lamed Gimel Yomim. V'choshen Gam Yimei HaPesach V'chal. We even count Pesach. Hagam, there's no Avilus anyways. We count it into the Cheshbon. V'nimtza, the Gam Minig Zed Ad Lamed Gimel Boker Hu Minig Midin Echad. Im Shloisha Min Hogin. In Kain, Yecholin L'shanis L'masha B'yarti Gam L'minig Zed. You can, even according to the Minig of keeping till Lam Boimer, you can also switch from one to the other. Why? Because they all revolve around the same idea. We're not keeping the exact days that they died. You want to keep the exact days that they died according to the Bach? You would have to wait till Lamed Dalet Boimer. The Ramos is only Lamed Gimel. So, why Lamed Gimel? Because even this minig is based on the idea that we're just choosing any 33. It's not the days that they actually died. And therefore, both Minhagim are sourced in the same idea, and you can switch from one to the other. Ah, you'll tell me it's a minig. The Bach was a Das Yachid, right? On the other side, you had the girl. It wasn't only the girl. All the Achreidim, the Bi'er Halacha, you see, he didn't even mention the Bach. Why? Because he's Mamshad Das Yachid. So we're going to go, we make it like the Bach. Zot Ramesha, the Kiva, the Bidvarim, Elu, Helchen, Lahakel, which he means, I think, for sure, Min Havi, Avelus, you always go to Kula, and certainly these Avelus, it's only a minute. It's even less than a regular Avelus. These are Bechay Yakas of Cotton Bays, that we always go Lahakel by Avelus of Sphira, Yesh Mokim, Lahakel, Lashanis, Gam Lamin, Exec, Lashita Sabach, even though it's true according to the Gro, you're not permitted to switch. So Rav Moshe, you can be Mekel, you can be Semech on the Bach, and for whatever reason, the person has a Tzarech, one year he wants to switch his Minig to a different Minig, you're permitted. Many people know the famous Hefter for Rav Moshe, you can switch from one year. What's it based on? It's based on the Kula from the Bach. The Bach is not coming out the Kula, the Bach is just, that's his understanding of the Minig. But Rav Moshe said he can be Semech, that all the Minhagim that we keep, the Bnei Ashkenaz, and he seemed to indicate even the Bnei Sfarad, also today go with his Lamed Gimel. It's all based on the same idea that it's not really the days that they died, it's just they died 33 days during this Kufa, and that's why you can switch back.
Then you should wait for this 34th day.
No, you don't have to wait for 34 days.
What if you switch that year? Even if you're switching that year?
No, what if you, again, once you start it, you can't switch. Let's say somebody took a haircut last Friday. You can't switch, that's too late.
If you say normally you hold the first day, right? And
yeah.
You say you want to hold the second. Oh, no, forget it.
You have Lamed Gimel, not Lamed Aleph. You have Lamed, you have to keep 33 days. So let's say up until now, you always kept the 33 days from the second day Pesach until Lamed Boimer. Those you counting from Hayom Yemecha Boimer until Hayom Lamed Gimel Boimer, those are your 33 days. This year, you want to take your
Erev after Pesach. Isn't that based on the Cheshbon of those are the days they died?
Oh, so that is exactly the Chiddush of the Bach. That no, that the, even the opinion of from the beginning to Lamed Gimel, also is not based on the specific days, it's also based on the fact that they died 33 days from Pesach all the way till Shavuos minus 16 days in Erev Mem Tachnun, and we just choose 33 to keep the Avelus, either the first 33 or the second 33.
That's if you're making a